Isn't this a sports show?
There are several things that I was prepared to talk about today, but my armpits and a police chase got us all off track.
Almost entirely.
Dry as a desert in these pits, oh mine.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
It's been a while since we've had any new intros. There was one yesterday. Up until this week. There was one last week.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Now, I can't quite hug the Facebook camera, but I can kind of outstretch my arms as if I'm giving a nice back-patting hug.
That was weird. Don't do that again.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
You going to talk about the Royals, you guys?
No.
On ESPN Kansas City.
We probably won't talk about the Royals for a while. You know
That's
what?
Okay.
No, you know what? Actually, I'm going to flip my whole plan for today's show on its head for like a minute. Actually, for like a sentence. We're going to spend the first 10 seconds of the show on the Royals, and then the rest of the first hour will be about the Chiefs. Ready? From Rush and Dodd. Ned Yost on the roof situation in Toronto today. Quote, "If you come to a dome and get banged, something ain't right." All right, back to the music. Can you bring the music back up? Is the music gone? That's okay. Don't worry about it. Perfect. Back to your regularly scheduled programming. That concludes today's Kansas City Royals coverage. The good stuff today came from Arrowhead. The Chiefs are back, in a manner of speaking. They're back in the building. There were like a dozen players who spoke to the media today, fielded questions. Got a few good answers. I do want to sort of confide in you listening now my one crippling concern. I'm afraid that Patrick Mahomes might not be an interesting conversation in front of a microphone.
No!
No, I mean, I don't say that to be obvious. Like, that genuinely concerns me a little bit. Because he seems like he does interesting things. He's certainly an interesting football player. And he was asked about Fortnite, which I will get to in a minute.
Of course he was.
2018, baby! But my fear is that, like, his Fortnite answer was boring, and he's like, back to football. And it's, listen, that's probably good for the quarterback of my football team. I'm okay. If he's a good football player, and he's just super focused on football, that's okay. That won't keep me up at night. Because we have, like, Chris Jones, who we'll also get to in a second. But there's a handful of things. We'll hear from Chris Jones. We'll hear from Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid for different reasons. All of those guys had different things that I found interesting today. Also, the Chiefs signed another running back. We'll get there in a minute. Something else about Chris Jones I found interesting. And a Chiefs rumor. That's kind of the next hour or so that we'll be talking about. The other thing, though, that happens over the weekend that is just incredibly on brand, which means we have to start here, and then Sammy Watkins will be the first guy that we hear from today as well. Sammy Watkins had a tweet that I just found to be absolutely thrilling. At this point, you've probably seen it or heard it by now. Beards, you haven't heard this yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't follow Sammy Watkins on Twitter.
You should now. Here is the Sammy Watkins tweet from this weekend, and it's why we're going to start with him in the audio here in a second. Quote, "I'm a whole different species. I'm convinced I'm not human, never was. I'm more like an advanced reptilian solar being. I'm very powerful. It kind of scares me, LOL. Thinking emoji, quieting emoji, hand over mouth emoji, hands out emoji, crying laughing emoji."
What is it with athletes in 2018?
He also thinks the world is flat.
I turned off your mic by accident there.
That's okay. Now, that was while he was in Los Angeles. I'm hoping that someone around here will ask him soon, or if I get to go out there at some point, I will ask Sammy Watkins if he still believes that the world is flat. One more time, though, just so you don't have to like rewind the podcast later or whatever. "I'm a whole different species. I'm convinced I'm not a human. Never was. I'm more like an advanced reptilian solar being. I'm very powerful. It kind of scares me, LOL." And then five emoji.
Hashtag dinosaurs as pets, am I right?
Sammy Watkins is basically... This isn't the dinosaurs as pets thing. This is Sammy Watkins being Jaden Smith. Which makes me so happy. Do you know how much happier it makes me, or how happy it makes me to have the Chiefs' number one or number two receiver now be basically Jaden Smith?
As opposed to trying to kill. Which is, I mean, yeah.
I would so much rather be marketing Sammy Watkins and his advanced reptilian solar being nature. It made me so happy. And today, Sammy Watkins was asked about this, and here's what he said.
No, I just feel like, you know, this world is what it is, and it's a lot of different species, and we're a lot of different species. And I mean, whether we like it or not, we all got some same characteristics in this world. And we all different, but we all got the same consciousness, and we all living in the same reality. But it's a lot of different things going on in this world.
I mean, amen. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen from the congregation?
Eh.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It makes me happy. I think that mindset could stop wars. And he's an advanced reptilian solar being. And listen, man. Hey, let me put it this way. If you were going to be building a football team, and you had the ability to sign an advanced reptilian solar being who is very powerful, would that not be like the number one overall draft pick?
What's the cap hit on that?
Let's see. Sammy Watkins contract. $48 million over 3 years. That's a good value. You can get an advanced reptilian solar being for $48 million over 3 years? Are you kidding me?
Does this advanced reptilian solar being breathe oxygen?
Seems like it. Doesn't matter, though, really. He's been in the NFL. Although it does seem like if he is exactly that advanced reptilian solar being, that he would have had like less injury issues. Like, I liked the Sammy Watkins signing whenever I believed that he was still just like a human. I thought the signing was exciting. But now I'm wondering, has he underachieved as an advanced reptilian solar being? I think he has to have. I think that puts you, or like, what is Odell Beckham? If Sammy Watkins is an advanced reptilian solar being, what is Odell Beckham? Just like a super advanced...
crazy person.
A super advanced supernova Godzilla being?
Or is he like amphibious?
Is that better?
I don't know.
I think reptilian is pretty close, I mean, to the top of the food chain. But you can't regulate your own body temperature, so playing in cold environments would be hard. Maybe that's why he wasn't as successful in Buffalo. Reptiles are cold-blooded, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right on this? Okay.
Yep.
Reptiles are cold-blooded, so Watkins had very good film in Los Angeles, not as good in Buffalo. I'm worried about Kansas City now. Will the atmosphere limit Sammy Watkins and his reptilians? Or does a reptilian solar being have the ability to regulate its own body temperature?
Or on the sideline, instead of like the big blankets,
mm-hmm,
jackets that they have everybody in.
One just, big heat lamp.
Yeah, they just have a heat lamp somewhere,
yep,
on the bench.
Yep, and then a rock that he can sort of just lay on.
So basically they're charging him on the sideline on defense.
Right.
Man, you better hope that the defense keeps them on the other team on the field.
Yeah, you're not
time.
Actually rooting for three and outs anymore.
No. You don't want interceptions unless it's like a long drive.
No. You've got to get a couple minutes for him to cook up under there. Does he shed? Or does he molt? I guess it would be molting.
No, it'd be shedding. Snakes shed their skin.
I guess you're right. What is the difference between shedding and molting? They're very similar. Both mean to lose all or part of a covering of hair or skin. Shedding is generally considered to be less pronounced than molting. This one's about rabbits, though.
Huh.
Maybe Odell Beckham is a...
rabbit?
Is an advanced rabbit solar being? all mammals with fur or hair, including humans, shed. When humans lose hair, it's like when a non-human animal sheds. The hair follicle dies and the hair falls off. When animals have skin that doesn't grow, they molt. More on this story as it develops.
Oh, thank goodness.
But that was Sammy Watkins today. That was the most interesting thing he talked about. I do hope someone asks about the flat earth thing, because that's very important to me.
Ask him about Jordan Clarkson's theory about dinosaurs being human pets. Just get all the crazy ones out there.
I don't think that you can infer that Sammy Watkins is crazy because of this. I think you can infer that he's Jaden Smith. He's God. He's like the God brain from those
memes.
You
can infer the number of weeds he was injecting at once.
Yes, injecting them right into his veins.
Yep.
We're cool. We do weeds all the time.
I did three. Today.
Since he got here. My mom said our camera angles are good today. Our Facebook Live. You can always watch the show on Facebook. Facebook.com/ESPN Kansas City. 4 to 6 every day. Except for this Friday because Beards is gone. Because Beards, staying on topic, is going to be in Colorado on 420.
No relation.
Beards is going to be gone and in Colorado on 420.
Well, driving there on 420.
That's dangerous.
It is. Fortunately, I won't be driving. Probably.
Let's go to Chris Jones. Chris Jones is exactly the guy I want to hear from right now who helps remind me that there are good and interesting things in this world. I don't want to talk about Chris Jones on the defensive side. I want to talk about Chris Jones talking about the offense. Listen to how Chris Jones discusses the offense and tell me that you're not, like, just immediately perked up times 1,000.
Oh, he's going to be amazing. We're going to light it up, baby. We're going to light it up on offense. We got Sammy Watkins. We got Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. We got a monster in the backfield. We're ready to take off, man. Patrick, thanks to Alex Smith. Such a professional guy, man. But Patrick, oh, my God. It's going to be something serious, man.
So when you say we, does that include you? You continue campaigning to get the ball out of the goal line?
Of course. I think it's about time we take the necessary steps as an organization and put Chris Jones back there.
You realize that if you mess it up, you only get once, right? That's what the last guy said?
Yeah, you know, that's how it happened for big guys in that position, you know. We only got one time to mess up, so, you know. I'm going to make sure I go out there and practice throwing the ball to receivers and all. So when my number is called, I'll be ready.
How can you not like Chris Jones? It's so good. He's so good. And also, just like the moment of Patrick, oh my God. Oh my God, Patrick. I love it. It makes me genuinely just so happy.
But Patrick, oh my God.
I might have over-enunciated a little bit. I heard it as Patrick, oh my God.
But Patrick, oh my God.
I guess it's that God there was spelled G-A-D, and that made me happy. One more time.
I think I heard an H in there.
Ooh, you're right.
But Patrick, oh my God.
You're right.
M-A-H.
Yeah, G-A-D.
But Patrick, oh my God.
It makes me so happy. Like, I heard him say it, and I was like, I'm not excited enough about this offense. I got to get to Chris Jones's level, which is dangerous, man. Like, if you're going to try to climb the ladder to Chris Jones's level, that is dangerous. We could play that audio. Beard, save that audio somewhere where you have it. I want the whole thing, but probably in different segments. Just like, whenever we hit a lull or if I seem sad, just play Chris Jones talking about the offense and then also him talking about him playing quarterback and them taking the steps they need as an organization to get the ball to Chris Jones.
Oh, my God.
But the description he had for the offense, I want to have that on hand whenever there. Also, if there's ever a hater, if anyone ever shows up in the comments like, I don't know, it seems like we're really, you know, overhyping a rookie quarterback right now. I'm not really sure if he can handle all of these things he needs in the offense. And
oh my God,
like really the whole thing, like that whole clip at the beginning, it makes me so happy.
It'd be even better if the guy's name was Patrick, because then we could do.
But Patrick, oh my God.
No, but it's clearly a compliment. Travis Kelce also talked about Patrick Mahomes. Everybody talked about Patrick Mahomes. Oh, my God. And Travis Kelce's gotten a little bit too good at staying conservative with what he's saying. He's gotten a little bit too good about being professionally boring. And that makes me sad. But he did talk about what we still have to see from Patrick Mahomes. And I thought this was interesting. And he sounds very convinced about the Chiefs' new quarterback.
I think that it's even stuff that I haven't seen, and that's the ability to make plays. I mean, his ability to make plays, the throws that he makes in practice, it's mind-blowing. You know, it really is. It's hard to explain how good this guy can be if he just puts it all together. And it's right now, I think his biggest challenge is just the timing of the offense. And that comes with repetition, an off-season program, and getting to know his wide receivers. So I think it's going to be fun. And at the same time, we're going to have to grow together.
It's hard to explain how good this guy can be. Patrick, oh my God. Choo-choo, hype train. Let's drive it. Let's go.
But Patrick, oh my God.
We eventually got to mash these up. Just if we got this beer. This is a production project we're gonna have to figure out how to work on. I can't stay after the show very long today because I'm going to see Isle of Dogs, and I'm very excited about that development. But we eventually have to be able to just DJ Chiefs players saying good things about Patrick Mahomes.
But Patrick Mahomes. Oh my God.
Speaking of. Do we have a final nickname? I was going to say, like, King Patrick, but that's not really a thing. Saint Patrick would have made more sense, I guess, but I don't know if you can really be a saint until you win more than one game against the Broncos. Maybe, like, democratically elected President Patrick? He also talked today. Again, I listened to the whole thing, obviously. And I don't know if there are interesting things that he can say right now, because the interesting things are getting the veterans' perspective and other people's perspective on Mahomes. He's not going to say things about himself that we haven't heard yet. He's not going to say things about, oh, you know, I am really free. I can make plays constantly. I am, oh, me? Oh, my God. No, he's not allowed to say that. And also, just him as the quarterback. It's not really going to be his place to do that. But I was hoping that he would give us a little more whenever he was asked about Fortnite. If you're not aware what Fortnite is, it's a video game. And if you're not aware of video games enough to know what Fortnite is right now, just acknowledge that it's a video game. All right, let me try.
It's the Hunger Games with building.
That's a very good description. Yes. And if you don't know what Fortnite, I don't know what the Venn diagram is of Fortnite and Hunger Games. Like, I feel like if you read The Hunger Games or saw the movies even, you probably know what Fortnite is. But anyway, you're right. It's basically a very cartoony Hunger Games where you and 100 you and 99 other people are playing all at once, connected by the internet. And you're building, it's called Fortnite because you can build forts and stuff, try to like hide in. But it's a battle royale Hunger Games style game, and it's very fun to get into the same group with some of your friends, and you all communicate through, again, this crazy internet, all of those lights and tubes and everything. Hook up your headset, play cross-platform. Actually, I don't know if it is cross-platform or not. I've never actually had to figure that out.
You're working on it?
Okay. I'm not sure.
I don't play, so I wouldn't know.
It's super fun, unless you're a killjoy like Beards, unless you're a 79-year-old man like Beards.
Bah humbug!
But
Charlie hasn't played either, he says.
But you play a lot of video games, Beards. Charlie, I don't think that Charlie's like absolutely just like glued to whatever Modern Warfare 3 or whatever, or Dark Souls, I guess, is Beards' thing. Is that right? And The Witcher?
Dark Souls is good.
Okay.
Witcher better.
Okay, fine. But Fortnite is like the biggest thing in video games right now. And Mahomes tweets about it, and someone asked Patrick Mahomes about Fortnite, and here's what he said.
We get mentions and tweets all the time. This is just kind of like a fun question, but we've seen that you're a big Fortnite guy.
Yeah.
Why have you taken to that game, and why has it done?
Yeah, so it started It started as an off-season thing. You have more time in the off-season after you work out, after you watch your film. You have time to play games and do those things. And some of the guys on the team already played, and so I just hopped on and started playing with them a little bit. I had to set the controller down yesterday and get back into my football grind, so I'm not going to be on it as much anymore.
Which guys?
I mean, I've played with Garrett Deere. I've played with DeMarcus Robinson, Demaryius Harris, Tyreek plays, Chris plays. I mean, a lot of guys on the team do play, but, I mean, as you get more and more into the season, you play less and less.
Several questions. First of all, who is Demaryius Harris? It's not a person. I mean, somewhere, I'm sure. But Demaryius Harris is not the name of the Chiefs' backup tight end, which is, I assume, what Mahomes is referring to. Second, man, he bookended that with, well, it was an off-season thing, and now we're going to play less and less. No, it's fine. I can only speak for myself. If you say, yeah, I love it, and I'm going to keep playing it in my downtime during the season, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. But apparently some scouts are bothered by Josh Rosen wanting to, like, read books and Johnny Manziel wanting to do cocaine or whatever. That might not be true. Reckless speculation. Playing Fortnite in your downtime isn't as... I'm sorry that Tom Brady probably doesn't play Fortnite. It's fine. You can play Fortnite, Patrick. It's okay. You have an ally in me, at least. I will defend your ability to play Fortnite.
You remember the Ben Simmons, Carl Anthony Towns Fortnite thing from earlier this season?
There have been a couple NBA Fortnite things. I don't remember which one.
So there was this... They were playing with each other online or whatever, and there was a video that went... Yeah, and Simmons asked Towns to play one more round. He's like, nah, I got a game tomorrow. Simmons asked him who he was playing. Towns said the Hawks, to which Ben Simmons said, oh, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Towns then scored like 50 points against the Hawks.
It was very good. NBA players are streaming it, and I don't think that the Chiefs have been streaming their games, but oh man, I think actually Tyreek Hill might be. I don't know. Needless to say, I would happily tune in for the Mahomes Demaryius Harris duos match. Or listen, if they need another player, I will go buy an Xbox or whatever to be the Drake of their Fortnite crew. Because Drake, never mind. I'm not gonna try to explain Drake and Ninja and live streaming. If you don't know what I'm referencing, it's okay. It's not that big of a deal. So those are the interesting player things from today. A few other players spoke. The whole like Kendall Fuller thing is out there. I listened to all of that among other things, and they're sort of just nothing terribly intrinsically interesting. Chris Jones did talk about how he dropped weight and he's going to play a little outside a little bit more often. Thought that was kind of interesting, something to keep an eye on. The one other thing, though, since Charlie's back here, I'll give him credit. So he thinks I give him credit all the time. Something Charlie pointed out that I went and found, which was Andy Reid talking about Brett Veach. It was Charlie that pointed this out, right? Okay. I didn't want to give Charlie credit he didn't earn. But I did think that this was interesting because it just has to keep you from buying into a school of thought that is honestly indefensible, but apparently is held somewhere by some people still. This is very much Andy Reid's team. Andy Reid talks about his communication with Brett Veach and how well Brett Veach communicates and everything. And I think it's a great trait in a general manager. I think it's very encouraging for the state of the Chiefs. That's good. This is good news. All this is good. But you also have to hear this and understand that Brett Veach is working for Andy Reid and not vice versa.
Yeah, he does a great job of communication. And he tells me, hey, take a peek at this guy or this guy. And he did that through a free agency. He's done that with the draft coming up. He's a tremendous communicator now. I mean, you guys have dealt with him, so you know. I mean, he's the same way he is with you. He's high energy. He needs no caffeine, right? He doesn't need that. He just goes 100 miles an hour, and he's very thorough, and he's a great communicator. I mean, he's going to put it out there. There's not a lot of secrets there when you're dealing with him.
This is, again, these are all really good traits and everything. I don't want to make it about something it's not really about, but the question was about, you know, does Brett, has he had you look at any specific groups as far as talent-wise going into the draft and stuff. And Reed says, you know, he does a really good job telling me what he wants me to look into, stuff like that. Brett Veach is an extremely high-level advisor to the president, basically. Maybe he's the VP. Like, I don't know. I don't want to completely connect it to political infrastructure because I don't know exactly how all of those work. But he's a... I would imagine that Brett Veach is an extremely well-trusted advisor to Andy Reid. All the way to the point where Andy Reid goes, I don't want to scout all these guys, and I don't want to manage the scouts that do scout all these guys. So Veach scouts the scouts. The scouts report to Veach. Veach scouts the guys that the scouts say to scout. And then goes to Andy Reid and says, hey, look at the tape on these like five guys. Or here's the packet on these 15 guys. Let me tell you about these 20 guys. 3 minutes apiece, and you let me know what you know about these guys. Make any calls you want. Here's what I'm informing you with. I think that's how the system is working, and that's great if it is. I think it makes a lot of sense. And that's definitely how it is going. I thought that was interesting, though. And it sounds like that relationship is going well. I guess you probably would have said that the John Dorsey-Andy Reid relationship was also going well until John Dorsey got fired. So I don't want to say that we're impervious to a good smokescreen. But the other thing, though, that Reid touches on, he says, you know, he's a great communicator. You guys have seen that. And we actually have. It's hard to establish things like that outside of house. So listen, you know, this guy's a great scout. He's great at evaluating this talent and passing along to me and everything. You have to see the results in that. You can see the results in a good communicator right away. I just picked out of like, how long were the Chiefs talking today? Charlie's back, you were on the whole thing, like 2 hours? Like 2 hours of Chiefs audio today? An hour to two, they were out there forever. There was a feature film length of Chiefs audio today. I gave you 2.5 minutes, and it was about Travis Kelce gushing over Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes talking about Fortnite, Chris Jones being awesome, and Sammy Watkins on being a reptilian solar being. Those are the things that I took away from that, and with those being my sensibilities, I can say with honesty, I like listening to Brett Veach talk. I don't like listening to GMs talk. GMs are boring. Scouts are boring. Coaches are usually boring. Quarterbacks are usually boring. I like listening to Brett Veach. Brett Veach talking about football is interesting to me. He's honest. He doesn't try to hide things that need to be hidden. He doesn't try to hide things that don't need to be hidden. And he seems sharp and open and honest in a way that shows everything that Andy Reid just said about him to be true. So I think that's something that is encouraging to me. Beards and Charlie are both looking at me in a way that makes me wonder if something is wrong. I saw Curtis walk in and talk to you guys. You were talking to Curtis. And
yeah,
now Charlie's
just telling
looking...
us we did the voice work, that he did the voice work for us.
Oh, great. Why are you staring at me like that, Charlie? What did I do?
He was telling me he was dying because of his allergies.
I've been rubbing my eyes all day. I've got an emergency. Look at this. See this? You look on Facebook. These are my eye drops. These are my ice eye drops. And they do like burn a little bit, but it makes me know they're working. I don't remember if I took my allergy med.
Don't say
today.
The A word, I'll catch.
Got it. You're being a real allergy hole, Beards. Is that not what you meant?
No!
Yeah, I've already gone to the eye drops once today. I've actually tried to figure out if I could take more than my suggested, like, prescribed dosage of the allergy meds without, like, immediately having my teeth fall out or whatever. Just trying to say, can I, like, kick us up a notch? Can I, like... I'm thrilled that it got it's I don't know, it's probably like 45 or 50 degrees out right now. I was thrilled that it got to like 25 this weekend because the tree that I can see out my window at my house and all of those stupid little white flowers with all those little freaking pollen sacks in there, at the end of the weekend, it was just like the flowers were all just drooping off the tree. And I hope they're dead. I hope the whole tree is dead. I hope every flower in the Kansas City metro area died this weekend. And all, it took all their pollen right to hell with them. I don't even know. Pollen and whatever ragweed is. If it comes out of plants and just blows around in the sky during spring and summer, I hope it goes directly back to the hell from whence it came and never returns. This show has, it seems like, Charlie's over there today. He's I don't know what Charlie is really doing, but he's not going to be here for Wet and Wacky Wednesday on Wednesday. Rudy will be in for Charlie. So that'll be fun. And Charlie will be here Tuesday for, oh, well, so we're doing on the Facebook page, the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page, we're starting these daily videos. I did 5 minutes on the Royals today because the Chiefs audio wasn't done being, like, spoken yet. But tomorrow, Charlie will be in here and we'll do a little thing, so you'll see Charlie then. But anyway, Charlie is back there behind Beards. Beards is actually working and I'm actually working. But
what is that implying?
But we But Lebo has said that this show has the best hair at the station. Undeniably true. Charlie's hair is like a little bit on like the wispier end right now, it's a longer, I think it's longer than I've ever seen it, is my point. Or at the very least, he's got some
he
real...
He says he got a haircut.
Really? Okay, well then, never mind. Okay, maybe not then. You've got the wispy bangs. You've got... Charlie has, like, actual bangs right now. And I looked down, but it looked like he just did, like, a L'Oreal commercial. But with that, this show absolutely has the best hair at the station. But we have the worst nostrils. Or, like, what? It's not an immune system. We're not sick all the time. What is it?
Worst allergies.
But what? No, but see, what it? What part of the body keeps you from having allergies? Charlie just made another great gesture, which was just putting one finger over one of his nostrils and then making a swiping motion as if he was possibly inhaling something. I'm assuming that you were inhaling Flonase. Or
just, like, ground up Allegra.
Yes.
You ever snort a Benadryl? I was in a coma for 6 months.
Your mom comes in your room, oh, God, honey, no! And you're there at the end of a line of white powder, and she's just shaking him, just weeping, and going, no, mom, it's fine, it's Zyrtec. I can't stop sneezing. How many allergy medications can we name?
Claritin?
I'm singular. We got Flonase, Zyrtec, Claritin. What did you say? You said Benadryl.
Allivert.
What was the
Allivert?
I trust that Charlie knows. We've just named like half a dozen.
Oh yeah,
half a dozen. You know that it's legit. Can we also just name like different hair products? I feel like this isn't
water.
Right. See, I don't feel like this is a terribly styled show right now. My hair is so short that I'm just putting things in and just fizzes out anyway. Again, if you're in any way whatsoever upset with how this show just spent 5 minutes on allergies, please direct your complaints to the HR department, where they will respond with a screenshot of whatever is currently on PTI or on the horn or whatever. Right now, it's PTI having the conversation. The bottom third graphic says, "Did Atenecumpo get hosed?"
I think I'm watching Shrek 3 in here. Never seen Shrek 3, so we'll see how this goes. On mute. It's on TNT.
I think that I have a TNT on one of these.
You do. You were watching Bones earlier.
Oh, absolutely thrilling. All right. Whenever we come back, we'll talk about our allergies and whatever is on TNT right now. Next.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Sorry for the long pause. I had to sneeze.
With Joshua Briscoe.
I'm still allergic to everything in the air. Spring and summer are Satan's seasons.
On ESPN Kansas City.
All right, in a little bit, we'll talk about, it's Shrek. That's Shrek. That's absolutely Shrek on TV. And I can't remember the name of the blonde
Prince
Charming. Oh, yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
But he
I haven't seen this one, so I think it's either three or four.
He just did a big hair swoop thing as he's killing animatronic animals, and Charlie just pointed at Prince Charming doing his big hair swoop, saying that that's what I was doing, that's what I am. Charlie sees himself as Prince Charming. Ladies. So this will be horrifyingly distracting for the rest of today's show. Shrek. Oh, is Prince Charming doing a stage production? But then actual Shrek is there? I'm terribly confused. There are guys with painted chests that spell Shrek. Prince Charming is trying to kill Shrek on stage as a part of a giant stage production. I'm going to guess that, spoiler alert, he doesn't kill Shrek.
Shrek 4 is actually Prince Charming in disguise as Shrek.
That's nice.
We could do this like a Silence of the Lambs thing where he's wearing Shrek's skin.
Ooh, that would be a really nice dark turn for the franchise.
The only R-rated Shrek movie in existence.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good. I like that.
The parents thought it was a joke. They took their kids anyway.
Yep. This feels like the right move. Okay, well, we're not going to do a full play-by-play of Shrek 3 or 4 like we did for that police chase last week. We're just going to acknowledge it whenever it comes up. The Royals game has been postponed today. They're going to play a doubleheader tomorrow. Charlie, I just saw Charlie yell that the Royals now have more postponed games than wins. Yeah, it's extremely sad. No, baseball later, not now. No, no, we're not talking about baseball now. No, no center field. Now there's a dragon in Shrek. The dragon just showed up and melted Prince Charming's sword. Now the three little piggies are there. Now Pinocchio is there.
Pinocchio can fly? What is this cannon?
Now the wolf is there. Now the gingerbread man is there. There's no way the gingerbread man would have survived that fall. Rapunzel is bald.
Rapunzel's bald?
Donkey is riding a dragon with puss in boots. Who just carved a D into Pinocchio's wooden butt. This is seriously like a trailer. If this was a trailer for... Everyone is showing up. Everyone is showing up in violent fashion. If this was a trailer for a Street Fighter game, I would buy it.
Actually, why isn't there a Street Fighter version of Shrek?
There is!
What?!
It was for Game Boy Advance. I had it from a Nintendo DS, but, you know, is it plugged into the bottom? There was a Shrek, like, melee game. It was called, like, Shrek Melee or something like that. A very fun visual gag where the gingerbread man pooped out a gumdrop. The Chiefs, natural segue, signed another running back. The Chiefs now have 5 running backs. Kareem Hunt, Spencer Ware, Charcandrick West, Kerwin Williams, that's the new guy, and Damian Williams was also out of this offseason. Kerwin Williams was with the Cardinals most recently, and I always thought that he seemed like a really, you know, decent NFL-caliber running back. So I find this interesting. But they now have 5 running backs on the roster, plus fullback Anthony Sherman. That is a very full backfield. I'm also, though, not going to say that it is an inappropriately full backfield or an overly full backfield in a way that's going to end up backfiring. I think this is actually kind of simple, if I dare say so. Damian Williams to cut would free up $1 million and cost only $60,000 for this experience. A lot of money to me. Not a lot of money to Clark Hunt. Don't know about Kerwin Williams' number yet. But if they cut Spencer Ware and Charcandrick West, the Chiefs would gain $3.2 million in cap space. It's a little more dead weight. Spencer Ware would cost $300,000 to cut, free up $1.5 million. Charkandrick West would free it again for $300,000 would free up $1.7 million. What the Chiefs have done is they've given themselves more bullets to fire in this backfield competition come training camp. And it really makes sense. You let the Williamses, both pretty natural out of the backfield pass catchers, compete, I would say, with Charkandrick West. And you probably only keep one of those guys and Spencer Ware. That would be my leaning right now if Ware is actually healthy come training camp. If he's not, or if he doesn't come back from his injury the same, then you keep both of the Williamses in all likelihood. But regardless, this just gives the Chiefs more weapons and more options behind Kareem Hunt, and they need more options they can rely on. They don't need to add and cut C.J. Spiller 15 times this year. They're going to go through camp, eventually cut two of these guys, and those two guys will sign with, like, the Panthers and Ravens, and that will be the end of this running back saga. It makes sense. Kind of interesting, kind of a surprise, but it's not a huge risk by way of assets. If it's going to cost you $60,000 to try to get cheaper, and then you figure out, oh, you know what, Charkandrick West really is $1 million better than Damian Williams, then it costs you $60,000 to figure that out. In fact, that might be literally the lowest cap hit on the team besides guys with $0 cap hits to cut. Oh, Tyreek Hill, because he's a rookie. And then Ashton Lampkin.
Who?
Yeah, he's an $8,000 cap hit if they were to cut him. Along with Jordan Stearns and Devin Chappelle. Great comedian, lousy football player. That felt like kind of a lazy joke. Felt like kind of an easy joke.
A little forced.
A little forced. I don't know. I don't feel like it was forced. I feel like it was just sort of sitting there. Anyway, the Chiefs have a very full backfield, and I don't think you can really paint that as a bad thing. I think that's nothing but good. Now, whenever it comes to draft time, there is something very interesting on the horizon. Daniel Jeremiah has been talking about some interesting draft rumors today, and there is one including the Chiefs. We'll talk about that next.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I've been eating a lot of carrots these last few days, and I think it's the Chiefs' fault. I think the Chiefs launched me into such a pit of self-destruction that I'm now eating carrots for fun.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
I have still been eating a lot of carrots, but I also went to Burger King for lunch today. So,
I went to Slim's. If only they were sponsoring us.
That would be really good. Hit us up, Slim Chickens. You can tweet us at JB Briscoe. Or at Kansas City ESPN or at Beards McFly. I told you that we would talk a little bit about the Chiefs draft. We'll do more of this throughout the week. Throughout the next 2 weeks, obviously. But today, this came out, and thanks to the soon-to-be guest co-hosting Reese Salazar for passing this along. This is an NFL.com story written by Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks with a handful of draft rumors. And number seven on this list is that the Chiefs are a candidate to trade up for a cornerback. It reads, the Chiefs don't own a first-round pick in this year's draft. They dealt that away in the Patrick Mahomes trade last year. But I won't be surprised. That's a good key word right there. I won't be surprised if they move up from where they're picking in the second round, number 54 overall. They have a glaring need at cornerback, and the top cover men will be long gone by the time they're on the clock if they stay put at 54. Did I say 45 earlier? I meant 54 if I did. They may need to get into the range of picks 35 through 40 in order to secure a day one starter at that position, and many around the league expect them to make that happen. So if there are reports from around the league, then maybe the Chiefs are making calls at the top of the second round into the end of the first. Top of the second round is always a real kind of hot market item because teams have the whole night and, like, I mean, not quite 24 hours, but probably like 20 hours to look at
guys who are still on the board after day one, because day one now is just round one. And so the Chiefs, I could very well see them waiting it out if they think that there is enough, there are enough options as day one starters at corner. I could see them waiting it out until after the first round, then judging who's left. And then so they decide, do we have to pay a huge premium to go get pick 33? Can we wait it out a little bit? Can we hop up even in the space between and trade up for pick 35? Can we wait until 40? Can we wait until 45? Can we wait until 50? Can we stay put? If the Chiefs are trying to get a starter, a day one starter at corner, which I think they should be trying to do, then this is good news. I have my concerns and my worries about their ability to do that. Also, if they do trade up and it costs them assets, then they lose an opportunity to also get a day one starter at safety. I wish they would just go sign Eric Reed already. But that's kind of the vacuum you get caught in. Eric Reed seems like a great fit for this team. You go get Eric Reed, you lock down your safety position, and then you have a little more flexibility. You can trade your second and maybe your third that you used to get Alex Smith and see how far up that will get you. Trade your second and one of your two thirds to see how far up you can jump. You can do that confidently if you have a safety back there already. Otherwise, your second round pick and two thirds are turning into a early second round caliber corner and a late second round or a late third round safety. I'd rather not rely on those two guys. I'd rather rely on Eric Reed, a late or a high second corner, and then you just take whoever's there in the third round. Let's add another thing that Andy Reid mentioned earlier today is that the Chiefs don't have a lot of spaces to fill, and I don't know if I agree with that or not. Let's check back into Shrek. A baby Shrek just had a little toot that blew the fiery breath of a donkey dragon into the fireplace. I mean, if you're listening to this show, why? You could be watching a true piece of fine art over on TNT. I don't get it.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.